The Executive Secretary of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, says the base pay announced by government for workers will change the salary levels. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Smith Graham confirmed that payment will start from next month. He said the commission has sent the computations to the Ministry of Finance for action.
Let me first correct an impression. It is not in collaboration with the tripartite or with the TUC. It is with the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee. The Secretary General of the TUC is a signatory. He's the one who signed on behalf of the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee. That is the correction. On the committee, doesn't sign for TUC.
So what will be the impact of this adjustment, the 20%, on salaries of workers?
What that basically means that the single point salary structure will change. The figures on the salary structure will change. We will need to feed in the new base pay, develop a new salary structure, and the new salary structure will be what will be used in the payment of salaries. And it means that there will be adjustment in salaries of public servants.
How quick will that be, or is it going to take a bit of a time to compute?
Oh, no, it has been done already. In fact, we have done that already, and we are in the process of sending to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning.
Does that mean you're going to go by the schedule to pay the back pay to workers by September as scheduled?
Let me say that what we have so far announced is that the payment of the back pay will start in September. Now, in the agreement, we also indicated that this new salary levels will reflect in the salaries of public servants in September. So that is what we have announced so far.
But how about the backlog that you are supposed to add to workers?
That is what we are saying, that the payment will start in September. We will be meeting with the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee very soon to look at the back pay and begin discussions on the back pay. And we hope to conclude it within one session or thereabout, and then Ministry of Finance can authorize the payment.
If you look at the quantum of money in relation to the number of workers, is it possible you can pay at a go, or you have to spread it?
When it comes to the payment, whether it is at a go, whether it has to be spread or whatever, I think that one is in the hands of the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning. And again, it is an issue that has to be negotiated. So we will work with the organized labor, the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee, to arrive at that.
But Mr. Graham, if you look at the level of income taxes on our salaries, is that not too huge?
I believe that once the salaries are going up, taxes will also definitely go up. So I will leave that to the Ghana Revenue Authority to discuss the taxes.
George Smith Graham.